Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 5th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of pensioners.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
I am more of a city slicker. So without 7, the Ogutu Yao 7, holy man, the Ogutu Pile, Ever Zebala, Ulzima, who will do that at Ropin. I shall go without a while of the 7, yes, you there. Ah, Damalamina driver, Amakom, Vela Etu, Elong, the end to Bani, Sia, and Kurumani, and Beck. But Nabona, the way we were treated is Ama Polisa. So, Sibola in
we are beginning to see even workers now scrutinizing their contracts to say, but employer, you had no retirement age, you never said I would go at 60, but so and so left at 70, why can't I go at 70? It's all out of desperation to keep jobs. What has actually happened is that the money has been deducted from workers, it has not actually been remitted to pension funds, and when the worker finishes work at retirement, he has an expectation of getting a pension. He is told that your company has not been remitting anything, and as a result, he gets nothing or very little to sustain him.
Remember, imari ino fana kuzwani kwa demu neno kwa day. Ibenefiti yachukuti sisu employer ana right yoku chengeta mari iyo. Saka makampani esanda yurenga panapaya ane mari no shika 3.9 million yakabat kwa nema company iwayo isina kuyendisa kupenye nifani.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of pensioners in Zimbabwe.
Pension systems in Zimbabwe include private contributions made to pension funds and the state contributory system, which was started in 1994 by NASA, to which all employees are obliged to contribute.
But due to the economic problems that are affecting the country at the moment, the pension schemes are simply not working. And this has forced many retirees to go back to work, or for the majority of them to starve. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also phone us on what or send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nedze nenyaya dze mujikandigere zvirikunzi izvo vanhu vakawanda vakaenda pamujikandigere havasi kwanisa ngo vachiwana mari dzavo nekuda kwekuti makambani haasi kuendesa mari dzavo dzepensheni dzavanenge vachibhadhara pamwedzi kuma pension companies akaita sana NASA. Kuchizotiwo dzimwe nguva nyangwe mari yacho ikaendeswawo kuma kambani akaita sana NASA, pana NASA vacho vambenge vachitatarika kuti vange vachibhadhara vanhu idzo mari dzavanenge vabhadhara. Nekudaro vamwe vanga vakumanikidzwa kuti vanga vakudzokera kubasa vaane makore kana makumi manomwe kuma 70 kuti vaone chouviri, vamwe ndovakungorarama nekuda kwekuti vari kubatsirwa nevana vavo vaakushanda. Rinova dambudziko rakakomba zvikuru imo munyika yeZimbabwe, nyaya iyo yevanhu vanenge vari pamuchikandigere.
Kunjalo ke Blessing, nxa usetsikhangela ke udubo lwamapensheni lololu, banenge abantu abangatholiyo leyo pensheni. Abayitholayo ke abanye kungaba yi-$20, abanye yi-$30. So ke nxa usiyayithatha imali yana Blessing, kumele ubhatale eyokugada. Ukugada khona mphana kuyabiza imali eningi. So besikhuluma labanye ke abathi nxa bethola ipension leyo usubuyela lapho vela khona, uyabuyela enxesulo ye-$5 ungakenzi lutho. So ke nxa sisikhangela futhi okuhluphayo khonapho yikuthi elizweni leZimbabwe kula loko kutwa poverty datum line ye family abantu abayi 6 abahlala emadolobheni kumele umuntu esikhwameni ebele $540 kodwa bona nxa ule $10 sure uthe abakanyazana abantu abaphili kahle so ke sizwila njalo lokuthi amankampani amaningi ikahambisa imali kahle kuna ngale ku NASA le NASA la ayikhiphi imali kuhle inika abantu so kanyazana udubo lolu lukhulu kakhulu le railways kuna ngale sike sakhuluma ke lo baba kutwa ngabednico moyo oku pension fund yangkhona ku board so besithi kukhanya kuyahlupa lokho ngoba kulabanye abangazuzanga imali eningi ebephuma umsebenzi abaphuma kakhulu ku 2007 2008 idola selwe lapha so uthi khona phana ke waqalisa uba lenkinga kodwa kulabanye abazuza imali engafika $1000 ngenyanga so khona ukukhana ngani kuyahlupa ku NRZ so sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu yeah lisifuna ukukhona manje ku 001 202 619 2077
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of pensioners. It is a big problem indeed, since most companies are failing to remit money to companies that are in these pension schemes. And sometimes, even if companies do remit funds to some of these pension companies, the pensioners are still not receiving the money. And let's look at, you know, there's an article here by the United Nations, IRINE, which reports that, for example, NASA General Manager James Matiza said that a monthly pension payments range between $40 and $1,447, depending on the pensioners' insurable earnings at retirement and the pension contribution period. Like you said, give some of the money, you know, it's just not enough.
Yeah, exactly. Njalo, abantu katesa sebe kulile. Sebe buyele msebenzini blessing. Making their situation worse. So at the end of the day, remember that when you get old, you need money for health purposes and all those kind of things.
Yes.
So it's a really big problem. So I think we've got our first guest.
Yes, I think that's Mr. Abednico Moyo, board member, National Railways of Zimbabwe, Contributory Pension Fund. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yeah, let's start the ball rolling by asking Mr. Moyo about the situation at the NRZ. Mr. Moyo, I guess it's not only the NRZ where there's a problem. This could be very much countrywide. Can you tell us about the magnitude of this pension scheme problem in Zimbabwe?
You remember I told you last time that, yes, there is a problem. But with the current situation in Zimbabwe, the economy part of it and all that, we are not worse off as you would want to put it. But the thing is, there is no way pension funds can survive under the economy, the current status of the economy in the country. So it's not just pension funds. It is everything, business, everything.
Let's talk about those who have retired, Mr. Moyo, those who worked for the NRZ. How much are they getting per month?
Well, it varies. It depends. You know, pension funds vary per service, per what you were getting. You know, there's what you call DC, and with us, we are using DB, which is Defined Benefit Scheme. The defined benefit scheme actually it explains itself. It's defined even before. It just says if you save for so many years and you're earning so much, the calculations will give you an answer. So it varies with different people.
But the minimum is how much and what is the maximum, just in general terms?
Yeah, currently we have a minimum of about 32 point something, $32, yeah. That is for those that saved maybe for less than, for a lost period and were doing minor jobs, you know what I mean? Yes. And then you've got those, some are now about 1,800 or so, Yeah.
So it just depends with the job and your contribution.
And the job, and not really the contribution, but it's defined by a certain factor which is implemented by your service and what your salary would have been by the time you leave.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo, for that clarification, and please do stay on the line. And I think, Gibbs, we have our second guest, that is the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. George Nkiwane. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Nkiwane, can you tell us about the challenges that are being faced by pensioners in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much for that question. If the truth is to be told, I want to tell you that we have a situation now where even if one is of a pensionable age, then that person will not even accept to go on pension. For the simple reason that the moment you leave your job, you become a destitute. And if you then imagine the situation that we are in, it's so difficult. And I want to tell you that the majority of our pensioners in Zimbabwe are destitute people. We have pensioners who are earning as little as $20. And the majority of the workers that are on pension now, we have carried out a survey. Not many of them, in the majority, are getting up to $60. So you can see, in terms of the expenditure that one is expected to meet every month and what one is getting, then one will be compelled to work even after the working life.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkiwane. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti tore mwe mterere odo kutanga mkoma Philip wariku Johannesburg. Makadi mkoma Philip. Aiwa isu tiripo muri kuona sei dambudziko riri kusangana nevanhu vari pamujikandigere.
Dambudziko iri hariperi asi kuti rakangokanganiswa kubva kudhara. Munoona semureri wezvumu. Makapinda makaiswa vakuru vakuru vemureri wezvumu vakaiswa mumwe vanonzi maovheti asivo vachiri zvavo maovheti. Kwese kuna nanasa uku. Kwese kwakaiswa maovhesi ikoko, saka vanhu variko kana vachiita basa ravo vanoita basa ravo vachitora mari vachiisa mumwe havasungwi nokuti maovhesi ndo zvakatouraya kwese izvozvo zvokuti izvozvo kana ukaenda kuna asa vano kutaura kuti hatina mari yakapera sa2009 yakangonyungudika asiwo vaitora mari iyeye vachigovana zvavo.
Imi mune vamunobatsira here vari pamudyandigere iko zvino mukoma Philip?
Niki?
Kubatsira
hamaidzi.
Vaimboshanda.
Vari hama dzenyu. Pane vamuri kubatsirawo here vari kutadza kuti vange vachionawo chouviri nenyaya iyoyi yekuti mari dzi. Pari zvino hapana. Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Philip.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yes, wewe baba moyo, ukanyanga zanike banengi abasebe buyela emsebenzini abathatha ipentsheni. Kambe nxa sisikhangela ke khona ngapho nyakumbuthi sike sakhuluma ngakho lokhu bodwa abantu abakuzwanga kakhulu bonke. Ngacela ukuthi kuphinde njalo ukuthi kambe bona abasebe buyela emsebenzini benzani njalo abathwala nzima yini njengoba imzimba isingani sikhuluphele.
Yeah, hayi baningi ababuyela emsebenzini ngenxa yobunzima bempilo abayiphilayo. Like ubaba Nkiwane talked about ukuthi they end up looking like destitutes and things like that. So to avoid that, bayadinga bayazama imisebenzi ethize engabaphilisa. But the thing is, i-power yabo yokusebenza, i-concentration lokuthi basebenze like they were doing ngezikhathi zabo besakhula kuGN. So izikhathi eziningi njengakutshela ukuthi kulabanye esasisebenza labo bengama-driver ezitimela, kodwa nxa sebesiya driver kwamanye amazwe you find ukuthi ngabantu abangena kuzingozi ezinye ezithize, but they take that that risk ngoba kakula inye indlela yokuphila.
What Mr. Moyo is saying is that there are some former employees of the railways who are now working somewhere outside the country or for one of the companies, that is BPR. You know, they are so old that they don't concentrate in doing their jobs. Because of age, you know, age is something that actually makes the mind to degenerate. So at the end of the day, they are involved in some, you know, accidents and all that kind of things. So he says this is very sad.
Tisatenda unemwe mutereri wedu rikatidzoke kuna vangiwani. Ndo zvamuri kuonawo here zvekuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vari pamujikandigere vakudzokera kumabasa.
Ndo zvandanzika kurukura apa kuti ndo zviri kutoitika ende ndo atova mararamiro. Nekuti ukatoona wasiya basa, watova munhu akutambura. Nekuti vanhu vagara vachitambura vari kutori pabasa. Kuno kutotora kuti ndiko vanhu vari kutoshanda vandori varombo nechekare. Zvino ukazengwa kuti vanga vachibota sendi kaona kamari katikutokikako. Kazenga kutoshaika watozonyanyisa kubva pawanga vachinzi ndo pambiri. Saka vazhinji munozoona munhu mudhara kubata mudonzvo achiti ndigadhi pakambani. Munhu iyeye haana chaanogadha inotori weakness dzotora kasikadatora vachinzi vandatora vanongotora aripo nokuti haana chaachaita asati kuti mamiriro emupfumi mararamiro ake chaiwo anomumanikidza rangu chinzi ndipa basa asi haachakwanisa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vangiwane. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vamachingambi kuBotswana uku. Makadii?
Makadii.
Aiwa isu tiri nani, munoona sei nyaya ye vanhu vari pamudyandigere vakutadza kuwana chouviri?
Zvinosinisa Blessing. Inozva mabva ngoda kusungira kupatisipota pastudio, asi panyaya dzakadai ndowandokuda kungobatsirawo kuti imagina kuti munhu akashanda kubvakare ende zvinezvi utano hwekusiri raiti unenge sana kuti zvinhu zvazvo vaikombidzika zvichiuyawo nedzavashayiwo. Izvozvo zvinorwadza Blessing. Kana asi kukatasa bhirebhire yazvo kutongoti zvinobva kupi, zvinobva ngoti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika iyoyo. Zvinhu zvakamira zvakafanana, zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka munyika iyoyo. Vanhu vanongwana zvinhu zvavo zvakangonaka Blessing. Saka izvaunhu angu kumbira kuti maZimbabwez ngatingoziva kuti izuva rimwe chete atofanira kuti tingozvipira seizvondakata ndiri kure Botswana ndobva ati saka tingeyekuti hakunda kuvhota tofanira kuti tivhote titsvage zvinhu zvinyuwani tataka zvinhu zvinyuwani tozva kuti takutanga zvinhu zvinyuwanizvinhu ukataka Blessing neBotswana zvinhu zvakanakisa zvikuru asi kaaifanira kuti Zimbabwe yakavira yakaona independent chete Botswana. Saka asi zvinhu zvakanaka vanhu vese vavamaold people vane mari dzavo zvadzoti vanowana mari dzavo vachidya vachitasei vachitasei zvenyaro dzirishoma asi vari kudziwana. Saka ingaikumbira kuti aiwa vanhu ngatizvimisirei tizive kuti Zimbabwe ndisu tisangomirira vamwe vanhu kuti tenguizozvozvi hatiuiaseuaseeeeeati zvatizvimisireiti kana tosangoi kuti maelections hambe tinovhota tavhota totambira zvabuda pasarudi.
Aiwa
vanhu vazhinji vari kutambura Blessing vatasana navakuruva vanhu vavanhu vanodorwara zvokuti chokuenda chipatara havachaendi asi vane mari dzavo dzavadza vakacontribute.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamachingambi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ainotenda hangu Blessing ndokunge hangu kumhorisawo vakatsvangirai vaitoti zvanu kupindai vatsvangirai kuti hatine tivasave hande imberi
aiwa tinovaudza vadhube vabva vazvinzwira.
Yes, yavo vakulu baba. Ungatirela kusadza
ndikuoneeeaaye
ndzakufonera tsivili kuluma pela lake sintu okadhuku choko napo kwezeti site sixoxe so ubusitini kunapo ye ye
isikapfa maelections anjo kunhonotitsonda maZimbabwe its either way we are wherever you are kunhonotiti eZimbabwe chiyavhota chingavhota itimerera maelections imere tiaccept kuti yes but china we have to go in the vote we have to accept ukuti uwundiwe huvani but mina niyasapoti ulokizan mdct kuti that is the most supported party even here in Botswana, Zimbabwe, everywhere in South Africa. I was in South Africa last month. I think but then we stand here and say we need to lead out of the MGCT and then we get rid of this nonsense.
Hi, sizwile kakhulu baba. Ngizakufonela ke, ngizakufonela ngomvulo. Thank you very much. Siyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, ngizokuthinta mfowethu. Yeah, so hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, blessing.
Of course, the two callers, Mr. Machingambi and Mr. Philip before him, said that the problem is that there's a lot of corruption. So most of the money is being looted. And then Machingambi is also urging Zimbabweans to go and vote if they want change, and then accept the outcome of the ballot box. I think this is what we encourage people to do. Vote, you know, instead of fighting.
Peaceful, peaceful and peaceful elections.
Indeed.
Yes. So, okay, this is lo mnumzana lapho secingweni ke umnumzana osithole. Baba Sithole, ungawutshona njani?
Yebo, ngitshonile, baba. Ngitshona njani?
Hayi, siyaphila, Sithole. Ungaphi lapho emhlabeni?
Mina ngobulawayo lapha eZimbabwe.
Ye, nathi udaba ke lwamapentsheni ungathini, baba?
Yebona, ukhuluma nobani, uGibbs?
Ye, nguGibbs Dube, ye, baba.
Ya, kuse uyabona lapha ukhaya ngani thina vele asila government la. Ya, ngoba ungakhangela abantu abahambe kupentsheni ngesikhathi sezidola isiphela lapha emabank. Yiba abantu aba-affected mostly. Ngoba imali yabo yadliwa kuthiwa yaphelela emabank, akulalutho, baphumele ngelalutho. Now kathesi baku-situation embi kakhulu ngoba uNkiwane ekhuluma esithi abantu ngahola ama-$20 ama-$30 uyayisa ngaphi imali yona leyo. $60 uyayisa ngaphi imali yona leyo. And the government doesn't care nothing. Kodwa bona i-government kugcwele abantu abangama-pensioner as it is. Kodwa bahola malini. U-president uhola malini, he is exceeded i-age pensioner kathesi 90 years uhola malini. Wena ungaba ne-60 usuwahamba upension. Yena lokhu esebenza kaphisa uhola malini. Bagcwele khona amaxhegu ku-government. Kodwa they are not looking down to these other senior citizens ukuthi baphila mpilo bani. Umuntu wenasa kathesi u-CEO uhola malini. How much investment does NASA right around the country?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sithole, sibili wafakile amqotho kakhulu. Siyabonga uphenduke futhi phela ngefikezayo baba. Yeah, Mr. Sithole is a very angry man. He says the majority of people that are affected are those pensioners who went who took their time off during the time of the Zimbabwe dollar when it was phasing out. So he says they are in a very serious fix, you know. At the end of the problem, at the end of the day, they have a problem of, you know, getting money into their pockets. How does somebody, you know, survive on $20, $60? That's the big question that he posed. And he says the government doesn't care, but it's full of people who are pensionable. I mean, people that have, it's a past that pensionable age. So he says something should be done.
Let's read what people are saying on WhatsApp, Gibbs, and also Facebook. First on WhatsApp, Phillips says they have to do something since these people would have worked for many years, so they cannot be allowed to just suffer. Rujizo says the Mugabe government does not care about people. People were robbed of their hard-earned money by the government in 2008 because they were just printing money to fund ZANU-PF and all who had money in banks, insurance, investment, and everything was looted. John says NASA is an organization that is causing problems, especially to beneficiaries. They also take long to give people their money. Eno says pensioners are being exploited. Kulekani says it's true the government should do something because these pensioners do not have anywhere to go. Except those who have children in the diaspora. It would be better if they were given at least $100 a month. Nathan says NASA is the worst culprit. Matthew says it's tricky, this pension issue. Even in EU, We hear of austerity measures, billions channeled in these economies, more job cuts, etc. Companies should remit workers' pensions contributions to NASA for the benefit of the workers after retirement. And then Brand says it is disheartening. Things had gone out of hand long back. The problem is because of the Ministry of Finance, which has virtually collapsed, during the Gono era. So the situation remains unresolved. Mumano tiwo ndi George Kombao nyaya yemujikandi gere ingano neguti ini ndakaramba kubatirwa pension fund muna 1988 ndikabuda kunze kwenyika. Ndichiziva kuti mari yandaizowana nehurumende yeZANU-PF panga pasina kana chinhu. Ndava ne 67 years, ndakashanda 38 years, ndikazvipenjena nema projects angu. Then T anoti NRZ ngaibhadhare shandi mari dzavo nekuti vanhu ivava vane mhuri dzinodawo kuriritirwa. Gibbs.
That sounds a very good blessing. I'll just read one message from Nomazulu Kawekazi who says, so said Ash. Ngizwela ogogo labokhulu abangela bantwana abasebenzayo ke eGoli. So she's feeling pity for all the people that are on pension right now. We have no relatives that are working in South Africa. So now I want to take this time, blessing, to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, but you didn't tell us how old you are. This is shocking. You don't want people to know how old you are. I know it. 62. Yes, yes. So for that,
I am not retiring anytime soon. So I'm certainly not 60.
You are pensionable. So with due indulgence, Mr. Petiko Moyo and Mr. George Nkiwane will play a short clip. You know, wishing blessing Zulu a happy birthday. Just let's go for it.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Blessing, happy birthday to you, how old are you now, Blessing, how old are you now?
Hip hip!
Now, those were the colleagues, our colleagues in the office, actually wishing you a very happy birthday.
Thank you so much to everyone. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. But we haven't eaten the cake and we hope we are going
after
to eat.
After the show.
Yes. I'm going to leave two pieces for Mr. Moyo and Mr. Nkiwane. We hope that we are going to mail it to Zimbabwe via one of those, you know.
Yeah, but I have to do it. I don't trust you, Gibbs. Regeti itore mwemterere watina iparu nare mkuma shingira imagadi. Aiwa tiripo tipeo maonere nyipanya ye mujikandi gerei. Aiwa tinotenda shukuru 38 years.
Aiwa tiripo.
Aditika. Kwakadi ku DRC.
Jarasi, asuri nani shabandi kutatanga profi. Kono di mo Pacific. Ni njia chini juu na ndiro anza kuti. Kono la kila dengi mbili chendo mende. Kono kure na kona ita kuhani matatu.
Mukoma shingira izvo ndoda kuita ndoda kuti mumbobate tiri kudzoka kwa muri timbotora ka break mchana ramba izvenyu makabata Mr. Moyo and Mr. Nkiwane, please do stay on the line. I will be back after a short break. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, but Baba Andrew Kolangapoke in South Africa, Ongaika China, and to connect to when? Yeah, Andrew Ubambe Kolangapoke, Nyaguzwa, Sibili, Nyaguzwa, Kaka. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe.